With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been known for a while that children who grow up on farms are less likely to develop allergies than those who don't. But now, researchers at Ghent University have found out that it's a special property of farm dust which protects farm kids from infection. I've been finding out more from Professor Bart Lambrecht, whose work was published in the journal Science.
So we collected this farm dust from farms in Switzerland and Austria and Germany in the Bavaria region, because those farms are very peculiar. So those farms, the actual stable, is connected to the house. So there's high levels of exposure of all kinds of farm dust in the living rooms and in the kitchens and in the bedrooms of those farms. So we set up an experiment in which we took groups of mice and exposed them to farm dust extracts, very low doses of it. And I then tried to render the mice allergic to house dust mites, which is the most common allergen in the industrialized world. And to our big surprise, we found that farm dust exposure completely prevented asthma development in the mice that received farm dust, whereas the control group not receiving farm dust was not protected.
Mice are one thing, but we're interested in people. The study also looked at the effect of farm dust on human lung cells.
So we found that exposure to farm dust has a profound effect not so much on the cells of the immune system, but on the cells that make up the interior of our lungs. So these cells are called barrier cells, and when we expose human barrier cells taken from the lungs of asthmatics and healthy controls, we found that exposure to farm dust, it kind of numbed the response of the barrier cells to subsequent house dust mites. So in other words, through this study, we could find that farm dust protects children from developing allergy by changing or altering the lung structural cells in a profound manner.
If a child with an allergy to dust mites inhales them, it triggers an inflammatory response in their lungs, even though dust mites are completely harmless. Bart's study has shown that exposure to farm dust sort of mutes this inflammation.
Our study is showing, in fact, that it is really decided at the level of the lung structural cells. They have a certain degree of threshold or sensitivity, and this threshold can be set in the early years of life. So when your lung didn't see a lot of dirt, your lung is very sensitive to any stimulus, and this stimulus can be a harmless trigger like a house dust mite or a tree pollen or a grass pollen or a cat allergen. Normally, you don't react to that because your lungs know what dirt is, what danger is, and they can handle it. When you grow up in a too cleanly environment, it's like your lungs have lost track. They don't know anymore what's dangerous or not, and they will start reacting to anything.
To put this into perspective, 1/3 of children in the Western world are allergic to dust mites, but exposure to farm dust can prevent these allergies.
So the exposure to house dust mites and to farm dust, it always occurs in the first years of life. But from most studies that have been performed in Switzerland and Germany, it appears that you have to be in the farming environment very early in life. And by this, I really mean the first year of life. Children who arrive on a farm later during childhood are not so much protected. The reason why this has to occur in early life, it's because at this stage of life, your immune system is developing. So there's still a lot of flexibility in the immune system, and it needs to be educated. Once a child becomes 3 to 4 years old, a lot of things are set already in the immune system, and it becomes really hard to alter that again.
So perhaps what parents should be doing is taking their new babies to the farm to get them used to all the muck and allergens.
I think that's a good idea, and There's certainly now movements in the Netherlands and in Germany to actually organize daycare centers on dairy farms. And this is not something that's exotic. There's like at least 50 farms now in the Netherlands who offer this daycare on farms.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.